Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning and welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. Brian Ott live in the studio. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, you know, I just got back from a vacation. Well, it wasn't really a vacation. It was a conference. It was a work vacation, work trip, so to speak. And one of the things that always amazed me at these events is how much planning has to take place before the event can take place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've got hundreds of people coming in. We've got the transportation issues. We've got the hotel. We got the meals. We got these breakout events. We have speakers coming in. And it all, it's just this huge thing about planning. And we are trying to do it ourselves right now as a family. We're trying to plan a vacation sometime between now and the end of the year. And we're looking at maybe going to, you know, like to Florida, to Universal Studios or something. But again, you're going back to like, okay, the location of the hotel. Well, what do they offer? And then you start finding out all these little nuances about each one, mm-hmm. right? Because there's like, oh, there's these five hotels to choose from. And then when you start picking it through, well, this one's charging more for this. Well, this one includes this. Well, this one you have to take a bus to get to where you want to go. And so you got to go through all of that. And I think that, you know, you got to start deciding what days am I going to go, right? Do I want to go during the week? Do I want to go the weekend? If we go to Universal Studios, how busy is it going to be on the weekend? Mm-hmm. How much are we going to be standing in line? Do we have to pay extra for express passes? And it's really kind of a time and money issue also. You're going to sit there and say, how much time am I going to burn? How much is this going to cost me? That's going to depend on when you go.
Mm-hmm. And the plane tickets.
Exactly. And so now there's four of us flying, and then you pick one day versus another day, and it adds another $500 mm-hmm. to the trip. So it's really fascinating. I was just reading this because I was reading an article about long-term care planning and how, you know, people do not plan for long-term care. They're saying they put more time into planning a vacation than they do for long-term care planning. And it's true. I mean, proper planning for a vacation is just crucial. I mean, it makes things go so smooth.
Yeah.
So when I go to these work conferences, they have people that work for them full time. That's just their job.
Mm-hmm.
They do that, and their job is to make it as smooth as possible for us to make sure that the transportation is lined up, that they can get us to where we need to go. And it, you know, it's a full time job for somebody when you think about it.
Oh yeah.
And yet we have all these people now that. Excuse me, when we are looking at a long-term care event, a lot of people, it's just a surprise.
Mm-hmm. It comes up suddenly.
And so I think that what we have to do is, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. It's like, what happens? How do we put a proper plan in place for long-term care? Because I think the number one thing that people are shocked at, we get calls every single week about, oh my gosh, this, or this happened. And folks, mm-hmm. we're already looking in the rearview mirror at this point.
Exactly. And it's like a lot of people put the time in, well, actually not as many people as they should, but estate planning is a big commitment. You need to sit mm-hmm. down and you need to plan what's going to happen to your estate should you pass away. But they don't plan for what happens if you live.
That's exactly right. A lot of the estate planning, what Madeline is alluding to, is that, you know, we'll go in and we'll get a will done, we'll get a trust, we'll plan out all these things about, okay, when I die, this is what I want to happen. But what they're not doing is planning those years before they die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call an extended healthcare situation, which, you know, 7 out of 10 of us are going to end up in that situation first before we pass away. But ultimately, there are some steps that we need to consider and that we need to look at when we're thinking about long-term care planning. And that's why we have this show, and today we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about some of those steps. Before we get there, I'd like to spend a little time, though, talking about some classes, because we have an upcoming class this Friday on September 20th at 10 a.m. That's going to be our asset-based class. And again, the asset-based class, you'll hear the ads on the radio here for them. They are really geared at people that are planning on self-funding the long-term care event. Otherwise, they've been told they have enough long-term or enough money and to fund a long-term care plan, and they're not, you know, they just don't have an insurance plan, but mm-hmm. they do have assets, and they have meaningful income. So we're looking for people there that have that, you know, $1 million or so of assets and think that they might be okay. We're mm-hmm. going to show you a better way to do that. And that class kicks off at 10 a.m. And then our regular class this Saturday, that's the 21st. That's a 9 a.m. start. And that class is really just the 101 basic class that we call it.
Yeah, it's the best way to start, really. I mean, a lot of people listen to the show and they go through our website and they're like, well, where do we start? Come to this class, because it just it's educational, just to get you to wrap your mind around what long-term care planning is and the options that are available.
Yeah, and what Madeline means is we start with the basics. What does long-term care pay for? Describe it. You know, the fact is it's not a medical event, and we go through, you know, what triggers a plan, the different ways you can trigger your plan, how it pays you back once you are, you know, trigger that plan, the locations it pays for. So we cover all that actually in both the classes. It's just that on the traditional class, we're going to talk about some of the, or the regular class, I should say, on Saturday, we're going to talk about some of these traditional plans that are still existing. Those are just the pay-as-you-go long-term care insurance plans that don't pay you back if you don't use them. The asset-based class on Friday is really focused on the carriers and in the programs, that there's some value in the plan regardless of whether you use them or not.
Yeah, these newer plans that you hear us talking about a lot that pay you back.
Yeah, the names out there are hybrid, linked benefits, asset-based. They're all one and the same. So the bottom line is that there's some value in that plan, and that's what we're going to focus on Friday. So that's the difference between those two classes. But again, Friday the 20th at 10 a.m., that's this coming Friday, and then next Saturday the 21st at 9 a.m., both those classes are in Bellevue. We've got lots of free parking right off of the southeast 8th exit. So if you're coming up or down 405, it's super easy to get on and off right there. Mm-hmm. And we're just like a minute away from that. And you pull in, we got free parking. We got a very nice training room. We just ask that you sign up because we have limited seats.
Yeah.
And the information is on our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's right on our homepage. Again, 525longtermcare.com. You'll just see upcoming events. Click on the one that you want to go to, and you can sign up. The class is free. We don't charge for that. We just ask you that you list yourself out there so we know how many are coming, so we do fill up every once in a while, and we have to cut that off. And then before we go, I want to talk a little bit about Retirement Roundtable, because that's coming up Saturday, October 5th.
You're going to be speaking there.
Yeah, so Retirement Roundtable is put on by Rick Gregorek and your partner-in-law, which is right here on the Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock now. And really what this is Retirement Roundtable is just going to be an opportunity for you to come in and hear several speakers. I will be one of them talking about long-term care. You're going to learn a little bit about, you know, of course, estate planning from Rick Gregorek and his attorneys there. You're going to learn a little bit about finances. We've got Steve Elliott coming from Capstone Trust. This is really exciting because we do get people that will come in and say, hey, you know, what if I don't have a family member? I don't have somebody that I really want to make a power of attorney for my estate. That's what Steve Elliott's going to talk about. They have options for that, and that's really great. So, again, Retirement Roundtable, that is coming up on Saturday, October 5th. We will be speaking there. And, again, you can link to that through our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So, really, I mean, we're in fall. We're in the deep of it. It was dark on the way over here again this morning. That's how I know, right? It's like kids are back in school. It's dark. We're up and early. And this is just the best time to really come and educate yourself about this, some of these options that we have about long-term care, because this is typically our busiest time of the year, and people kind of let things slide in the summer. And ultimately what we're really talking about is, you know, your biggest risk in a long-term care event is not the, you know, rates going up or anything like that. The biggest risk that you face when you're doing long-term care planning is becoming uninsurable.
Exactly.
You know, and that happens all the time. You know, someone waits, and they're in an accident, or they go to the doctor, or they get a diagnosis. I mean, you go in for something routine like a colonoscopy, and they find a polyp, and then they want to do some testing. Well, all of a sudden, you know what? That puts you on the back burner, because we got to make sure that testing is done. And there's all kinds of things that could put you in a situation where you're not insurable. So we tell people, if you do want to plan, you watched a loved one go through a long-term care event, you know this is something that you need. I mean, 67% of the people out there surveyed understand that long-term care is really a great thing, that people need it. Less than 16% of the people have even looked into it.
Yeah.
So be one of those people that are smart. Come out, learn how you can plan, learn about some of these new programs. We have several options. Again, two coming up on Friday and Saturday next week. And then, of course, Retirement Roundtable, which is coming up October 5th. So we're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, let's talk about some of the proper planning steps that we need to take for long-term care planning. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they've made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio@525advisors.com.
And thank you for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio this morning. I love those breaks because it gives me a little chance to try to clear the cobwebs out of my throat. I don't know what it is this morning. It's like you walk in here at 7 in the morning. It's like,
There's something about the studio.
A little difficult. So, you know, I was going to tell you that in July, a friend of mine passed away in Colorado, and my wife and I were headed out to the funeral, and we had a 6 a.m. flight out of SeaTac, and we show up. And we walk up to the gate to check in, and they're like, oh, your flight's been delayed till 1 this afternoon. Oh. Well, we're supposed to be in Denver by, 10, right? And so they're like, yeah, it's delayed. I'm like, okay, we've got to get on another flight. And they had zero seats available. And so we were flying out on Delta, and they just had no other seats available. So I had tried to book on Alaska earlier, but Alaska didn't have any seats together. They had two separate seats, and that was it. So that's how I ended up over on Delta. So I said, well, are there still seats available on Alaska? Because we had just planned this a day or two ahead. I mean, if this way the funeral works, right?
It was fast, yeah.
So we were there, and thank goodness we were there, because they text you and they tell you your flight's delayed. But because we were there, there were 12 flights leaving Seattle for Denver between basically 7 in the morning and noon. And there were no seats available on any of the planes except those last two seats on Alaska, which we were able to grab. And so we got those seats. I mean, we got to Colorado, but again, it was a late flight. We went left at like 11 instead of 7, so it kind of pushed everything back. But we got those seats. It just wasn't our preferred choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. I was just thinking all day long, we get these people that, you know, your spouse has a stroke. They end up running to the hospital. They end up in the nursing home for 10 days. And they say, hey, you got to get them somewhere. And you're trying to find assisted living. You're trying to find something. You want something close to home. You want to bring them home. And if you're not prepared, you may get something. But it's just luck.
Exactly.
Right?
And
it wasn't a plan. It was just pure luck. And I hate luck. I mean, I told the wife, I said, we were so lucky that we were at the airport that morning, because if we would have just looked at our phone and they said your flight's delayed, we wouldn't have been able to find those other seats. We mm-hmm. wouldn't have been able to get out to Colorado that morning. It was like, in our original flight got delayed until 10 that night. So it was basically a cancellation.
Jeez.
So that's what we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how important it is to plan. And I think that some of the things we want to consider when we're looking at long-term care planning is there are just several steps to the process. And number one, what's the ideal scenario for care? Is that care at home? Is that care in a community, maybe an assisted living facility, maybe a continuing care retirement center? You should educate yourself on those choices so you know. And then also plan with the appropriate location in mind, meaning, are you willing to move across the country, or do you want to stay close to family, or do you want to try to stay in your neighborhood? Because all of those will bring up different obstacles as we're trying to say, like, if I want to stay in my neighborhood, it's going to be very limited. I'm going to have to really plan on probably home care, making modifications, doing things like that. Or am I willing to move close to my kids, or what kind of facilities are available if I do want to move to a facility in the place that I move into? Communicate with your family and friends who you want to be involved with. And I think that is so important. Like, yes, I really want to be close to my kids and my grandkids as I go through this aging process. Let your family know that if something happens suddenly, an accident or something, that yes, I don't want to be moved somewhere else. I want to stay close to the family and friends. I want to be involved in that.
This is one of the most important conversations that people just rarely do with their family.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And have a backup plan. So I have that conversation. It's like, now I have to have a backup plan, because what if the level of care changes?
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, we say, I'm going to age in place. I want to stay in my home. You know, we'll build a wheelchair ramp. We'll widen the doorways. We'll do whatever we need to make our house comfortable for living. But what happens if you need skilled nursing? What if now all of a sudden I need to go to a nursing home? It's not a choice anymore. I really need to be in that environment. Well, you better have a backup plan as well, too. This is, should my health be compromised to a point that I can't stay at home? Talk to your family about, this is where I would like to be,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't want to be stuck in, you know, don't send me to Yakima, please. If I'm going to be in a nursing home, these are the options that I would like to have. And, you know, get your documents in order. Power of attorney, HIPAA, release forms, do not resuscitate orders. I mean, there is so
medical
much,
directives, yeah.
so much needed in legal planning. And that's why I'm kind of excited to be part of the retirement roundtable again, because you're going to come in and understand that after you leave that event. These are the documents that I need to get. These are the things that I need to plan for. And then finally, you know, provide contact information to your financial advisors, to your attorneys, to your children. Everybody should be on the same page. Because if you get in a situation where you cannot, you're not cognitive anymore, or you cannot make those decisions on your own, you have to have all those people on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of that planning process for long-term care, is make sure it's just really about communication. Get your documents in order and make sure that you have talked with your family about this. And lastly, I'm going to say, fund your plan. Having dedicated funds to pay for your care will not only allow you to get the care you need, it will allow you the ability to retain your choices. And what I mean by that is, if you are going to end up in a long-term care situation, you need to have a stream of income coming in to pay for that care.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we talk about. That's why we do these classes. A lot of people, even for the wealthiest people, self-funding is not the best option. And a lot of people are just left to that.
Yeah.
And one of the things I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, let's just say I've got all the money in the world. I've got $20 million. I've got plenty of money. I don't need to worry about funding long-term care because I have the assets, I have the income, I have the money. Who's actually paying those bills? Who's your power of attorney? What is their vision of your level of care,
mm-hmm.
right? Who's actually writing those checks? That is the difference between having a long-term care plan, that the switch gets flipped and now all of a sudden we have dedicated funds coming, versus somebody having to make the decisions for you. Okay, yes, dad's worth $20 million. A lot of it's in real estate. A lot of it is in that's going to be, we're either going to pay capital gains tax, or we're going to, if we drain his IRA, we got to pay income tax. If we sell this, we're going to lose the business income off of it. So that somebody has to make those decisions. So you really have to have that plan. And that's why I say when you come to one of these asset-based classes, I mean, we have people that have, you know, that have written us $500,000 checks that have tens of millions of dollars of assets and stuff, but they see the value because now they have a dedicated source. And I think that, you know, a lot of people will ask me about, you know, I can just self-insure. At what level do I just self-insure? And there's just no such thing. I mean, there's that when we really break it down to the wealthiest people out there, I don't know anybody. I've never come across anybody that's self-insuring their home.
No.
I don't care how wealthy they are. And the house is paid for, and they just say, you know what? If it burns down, I'll write a check to rebuild it. Nobody would do that, even though it's like, you know, the odds are your house isn't going to burn down. But with long-term care, the odds are we are going to end up in long-term care. And I think people need to understand the benefits. It's just not about money. Number one, insurance gives us immediate leverage, which means if I have a dollar in savings, I don't even have a dollar. I have a dollar minus the tax that I have to pay when I convert that money to income, right? If it's just set in a savings account, I'm paying interest on it every year. If it's set in a stock, then I sell that stock and I've got to pay the capital gains tax on it. If it's set in my IRA, I got to pull that money out as a distribution. Now I got to pay the income tax on it. And so maybe that dollar turns into 70 cents or 80 cents, but that's what I have. I don't even have the dollar. With insurance, what we mean by leverage is if I put a dollar into this account, I might have $3 tax-free, or I might have an unlimited amount of money tax-free. So that's that leverage. The reason why we position some money into one of these plans is because now if I need it, same with what I'm doing with my homeowner's insurance check. I'm writing that check for $1,000, but if my house burns down, they come out and rebuild it. They spend the $500,000 to rebuild the house for you. So you get that instant leverage. And also insurance provides a guarantee of availability of funds, regardless of when the event occurs. And out at this conference that I was just at, a lot of financial advisors and attorneys were there, and we were talking about this, and they're saying one of the big things people forget, like in 2008, a lot of people went into long-term care. Not only was their portfolio down for their stocks by 40%, also real estate prices were down, and you couldn't borrow money. So it didn't make sense to sell stocks. Stocks were down. It didn't make sense to, you know, use up all your cash because you needed that cash for future living. So what are you going to do? I've got real estate. Well, I can't even go out and get a loan. I can't even go out and get a home equity loan for a short time because all that money froze up. So long-term care insurance just guarantees that availability of money regardless of what the market's doing.
Exactly.
And that's really great. So what happens to those people in 2008 is, well, they have to sell some stock now because they can't borrow money. They can't go out and get a home equity loan on their house anymore. So they're having to sell their stocks. And now they're selling in a down market at the wrong time and they're still paying taxes. And so it's really unfortunate. And also insurance provides permission to get care. I think this is the biggest thing that people need to understand. If I have a long-term care insurance plan, it gives me permission to get care. And what I mean by that is I'm not having a discussion with my family about what to do and where to go and how to do it. It's like I'm going to be able to turn that switch on and bring those resources in. So I get the claims coordinator. I get that care manager. I get those people that are going to help us develop that plan and start bringing that help to us.
Because you have dedicated funds to allow that.
That's right.
Because people forget, if you have a lot of money, you also have a lot of people watching that money.
That's right.
People care about that.
That's right. And and maybe your attorney sitting there with your power of attorney, which is your son, and maybe he's out of state, and they're trying to figure out how do we start getting $10,000 net of fees a month to pay for dad's care. It's like there's a lot of problems going on with that. Does it make more sense to sell the stock? Or should we look at selling one of these investment properties? What do we do? Well, if I've got a long-term care insurance plan, I'm flipping that switch on. It gives me the permission to get that care today at the level that I wanted, that I talked about with my family. And that is just huge. I mean, it really is, and it allows that estate planning to just continue the way you had that set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what
you don't
I
have
want
to
my.
Touch it.
That's right. This is what I want the assets to do. So again, most of us wouldn't sign up on a vacation, you know, if we didn't know how we were going to pay for it. Having a funded long-term care plan gives you not only the permission to get the care, but it gives you those resources to pay for that care. So. We're going to head into our second break and stick around. When we come back, I got a client of the week with just a real great case. We're going to talk about it when we come back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement Roundtable is the retirement planning event of the year. So come join me October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. Hey, it's John Curley with Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, I love Retirement Roundtable. Everyone learns so much.
John, once again, we're bringing the experts together to teach you about estate and elder planning, financial planning, reverse mortgages, 1031 exchanges, long-term care insurance, health care, senior housing, and much more.
All those experts are in one room.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain finances in good times and bad. Steve Elliott from Capstone Trust will cover fiduciary services. And Brian Ott will discuss long-term care coverages.
Retirement Roundtable is an informative and fun half-day event. So come join me and get all the facts at Retirement Roundtable on October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year. And right now, you can get early bird pricing. So get your tickets today at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes. You're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian's asset-based class is Friday, September 20th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that is not the best idea. Seating will be limited for this special asset-based class, September 20th in Bellevue. Reserve your spot right now. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning in on this. It looks like a stormy September weekend. Holy cow.
Yeah, I was going to try to go camping.
Oh, we usually have such beautiful, you know, Septembers are always beautiful, and I just can't believe how much rain we're getting. So,
of course, last year it was all smoky, so I'm kind of glad for the rain.
Yeah,
instead.
I'll take the rain. Absolutely. That's a good point. So you just heard a couple of the ads. Again, we got a couple classes coming up this week. We've got one on Friday at 10 a.m. and then our regular long-term care planning class Saturday at 9 a.m., both of those classes over in Bellevue. And again, everybody, when you come to the class, we have a book that we put together years ago, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. That's free. And the whole idea is come in, go through the class, take that book home. It's got some examples in it. It's got all the information that we talked about, so you can just kind of read through it. It's not a hard read.
No.
It's, again, more of a 101 entry-level book that just kind of is designed to tell you what long-term care is and some things to think about and some website, you know, resources for Medicare, Medicaid, the VA, things like that. But again, everybody's going to get a copy of that book. We don't charge for the class. We just ask that you sign up so that we can keep a head count because we have a limited training room.
And we like to keep it small because then we can get to everyone's questions and it's more of a friendly environment.
Yeah, and that's a great point. It's not a lecture. This is
no.
a class where I'm going to go through some information and then we spend most of the time answering questions for people. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to learn by coming to one of these classes versus just, you know, going through our website, which you can do, when you come to the class, someone next to you might ask a question that gets you thinking about something else or reminds you of a particular situation and then gives you a question to ask, and then people will follow up on other questions. And so,
and they share their stories.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. So it's very, very informative, and that's why we do it. It's not that we love coming in on Saturday mornings to work. It's just that that we love, you know, the classes because it helps us help you. So, again, two classes coming up Friday and Saturday this week. Both are free. And then Retirement Roundtable on October 5th. And this week, I've got a client of the week, Martin, 69, and Christine, 64. And talk about Retirement Roundtable. This is the client, you know, this is the perfect client for that. So if you're out there in a situation like they were, you know, they had done their estate planning, basically. They had started looking into this as retirement, how they wanted their estate to pass on, what they wanted to do with their assets. And what Martin really realized, he had heard about us and was listening to one of our radio shows, and he said, you know, I don't have a dedicated source for funding for long-term care.
Yeah.
I've got assets. I've got income. I've got money. I've got these dreams. I have these ideas of what I want to be able to give to my charities and my grandkids. He said, but I don't have a dedicated source for long-term care. And I asked him, I said, well, what's your financial advisor say? He says, well, he just tells me I'm okay. And he goes, well, what money are you going to use first? He goes, well, I don't know. I guess I'm going to use my stocks, you know, in my retirement account. And I go, but you don't know for sure? What's that going to be worth when you need long-term care? And he's like, well, I don't know.
What kind of taxes are you going to have to pay?
Yeah. So that's the problem with saying I have, you know, dedicated funds. And if it is dedicated, that means I've got to take funds out of investments and put them in something safe and secure so that they're there. Because if they're just in my IRA account or they're in my general mutual fund or an index fund and they're just in the stock market, you are subject to the downturns of the market. So you may say, well, I've got $500,000 in my stock account here to pay for long-term care. That should be enough, is what my advisor's telling me. Okay, what if the market goes down 30% or 40%? Now how much you have? Oh, now you got $300,000. Okay, what's the tax hit on that money now when you go to sell it? Oh, well, he didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
So again, he didn't have a dedicated source of funds and he really wanted that. So we came in, we looked at their assets. They had plenty of income. They had great assets and they had a big estate that they needed to protect. That's the bottom line. Because again, folks, the more you have to protect in a long-term care situation. So here's what we did. We took a single deposit for Martin. Again, he's 69 years old. He's rolling into 70 here this next year. And he's just like, holy cow, everybody told me I was too old, number one. But he's not. We took a single deposit of $293,000. And that was money that he had pretty much set in what he considered dead money, bond money and some CDs. And he said, yeah, I have no problem moving that over. It's not really doing anything for me anyway. It's just kind of my safety net money. So we repositioned that and we instead of just taking one big payment on this plan, we actually took a deposit of the $293,000 and I'm going to take 9 payments of $11,000 a year. So his total investment in this plan over 10 years will be about $395,000. Now that sounds like a lot of money, but let's listen to what he gets for this. Start off with what happens if he never uses long-term care. Well, he gets $500,000 back tax-free. So again, the IRS is looking at these as linked benefits, saying we are linking long-term care insurance with another benefit. In this case, this is a death benefit that's going to go back to the estate tax-free.
As a return of premium.
That's right. So in a sense, he said, hey, I put $400,000 in or $395,000 in, but if I never use it, I get $500,000 back. If we do use it and we use less than $500,000, the estate gets the difference. So if he uses $100,000 of long-term care and Christine never uses any, guess what? This estate still gets $400,000. So he's pretty much guaranteed to get his money back one way or the other, either long-term care or death benefit, which is going to be tax-free, or a combination of those two. But the idea of this is you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, I can put $395,000 into it. I'm guaranteed to get $500 back. The great thing about that is you know that money's coming back to you. That's your money. It's coming back to you one way or the other. And so you could say, well, I could just set $395,000 aside, let it grow. The problem is, what's it going to grow into? Or what's it going to shrink into? We don't know. When's your long-term care event? Is it today? Is it tomorrow? Is it 10 years from now? How long is that event going to last? 6 months? 6 years? 16 years? We don't know. So that's the problem with trying to self-fund a long-term care event. We just don't have the answers to the questions that we need to answer.
Mm-hmm. And this gives you a guarantee.
That's right. And so here we have a guarantee. Now, the reason why I did this single deposit of $293,000 and 9 payments of $11,000 is because he's turning 70 next year. He's going to have to start pulling out required minimum distributions. And quite frankly, he doesn't need the money. So he could have just come in and say, put maybe $360,000 into the plan up front. And I said, no, let's stretch this out. Let's put the $290,000 in. Let's make these $11,000 payments out of your required minimum distributions because you've got to take that money out anyway. So that's what he's doing with that retirement account. But here's what they got for long-term care. This is the whole reason we put the plan in place. Should they need long-term care services, each of them are going to get $10,000 a month or $120,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. And when I talk about this, I'm not saying it's a split benefit. That means that if Martin goes on claim today, he gets $120,000 a year. If Christine comes on claim next year, she gets her own $120,000 a year. So they're getting $240,000 a year tax-free of long-term care benefits.
$10,000 per person per month.
For an unlimited amount of time. And we're going to talk about that at the end of the show here, about like what the longest claims are, because I got some new data out, which is just impressive. Mm-hmm. But you've just got to keep this in mind. Now we're talking about having a dedicated source of funds. But, oh, what if I don't use them? Well, my $400 turns into $500 tax-free. Well, you know what, folks? That's a pretty good deal. Because if they die tomorrow, that $400 turns into $500. Now, if they die 20 years down the road, you're sitting there saying, well, that $400 could have been $800. Could have. Mm-hmm. No, could not, right? What's the opportunity cost? What's the opportunity loss? We don't know what the market's going to do. And if you've got money sitting in the sidelines like on CDs and low interest rates, it's not going to double in the 20 years. That's just the reality of it. So we're really bringing some awareness to a lot of these people that are sitting there saying, I have a pretty big estate. I just don't have dedicated funds for my long-term care. Mm-hmm. So that means all of my funds are at risk, right?
Exactly.
All of my stocks, all of my retirement account, all of my savings, my rental properties, it's all at risk if I don't have dedicated funds. Where if we can reposition some money, now we can come in and we can say, look, we have got a dedicated source of funds to pay for this long-term care. And I will tell you that we do this over and over again because these new programs are win, lose, or draw. And what that simply says is if I don't end up in long-term care, I don't lose my money.
Yeah.
Okay. In this case, you actually make a little bit of money.
Yeah. I mean, we would insure everything in our life this way if we could.
Absolutely. The problem is, I'll just tell you, a lot of you out there listening are sitting there going, well, holy cow, I don't have $300,000 to come in with and to write a check for the difference for 10 years. But this is a very robust plan. I mean, you're talking $20,000 a month between the two of them of long-term care for an unlimited amount of time. They could pull millions of dollars out of this, but they have millions to protect. So mm-hmm. that's the difference with this planning. But even for somebody that comes in smaller that says, hey, what if I wanted, I'm 69 and I'm 64 and I wanted $5,000 a month for life? Well, that would be half the cost of this plan. So it's
all relative.
It is. It's relative. It's proportional. But for this, and there's some other design things you can do too with long-term care planning. If you're not really worried about how much money's going back to the estate, somebody else could come in and design this plan or say where, you know what, I will put in maybe instead of the $395 over the 10 years, maybe I'm going to put in, I can do it for $325. But if I die, my estate's going to get $300,000 back. They'll get just a little bit less than I put in. You can design it that way as well too. This plan is just very robust, but it's also going to guarantee that they will get over $100,000 back more than they put into the plan, even if they never use it for long-term care.
Exactly.
And so again, lifetime benefit. And what I love about this program is we were talking about, you get the dedicated source of funds, but you also have access to the dedicated team of professionals, meaning they're going to assign you with this company, a concierge service. They assign you an in-house representative that's always going to be your contact. They're going to make sure that the case management and the claim specialist and the plan of care, that everybody that's working on your care need is there. So now think about it. If your child is halfway across the country, they can call Peggy at this 800 number and they can talk about mom and dad's situation mm-hmm. because you can give this concierge service permission. You say, yes, I want my attorney to be able to access the information. I want my kids to be able to be involved with you. And now we have one contact person that is overseeing their need of care. So we were talking earlier in the show, what if your consequences change? What if all of a sudden your level of care intensifies and mom and dad, can't stay at home anymore? We need to go to an assisted living facility where we have somebody around 24/7. Now all of a sudden you call your 800 number, you get those case managers involved. They're going to come out, they're going to get the care coordination lined up, and they're going to help you and your family transition to a place that better suits your needs.
Yeah, and I know from personal experience, it's not always, people think, oh, I'll just call up a nursing home or a assisted facility and do it at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't realize that a lot of those places don't have any beds available yep. or rooms or have a waiting list even.
Back to the airport, right? My wife mm-hmm. and I are standing there saying we need to get to Denver and all the seats are taken on all the other flights. I mean, it's just like, well, I'm sorry. Well, my dad just had a stroke. We need to get him into an assist. I'm sorry. Our beds are full.
Yeah, so, you can check over in Yakima. They have a bed available.
So again, having access to that care coordinator and those people that understand all the options and all the availability in town so you're not just sitting there on Google dialing, 1,000 numbers. It makes a huge difference. But folks, again, wonderful plan. $400,000 in over the 10 years is what they're going to put in this plan. Guaranteed $500 back, but they each have $10,000 a month tax-free lifetime benefit. That's both for the husband and the wife. And it's just a fantastic plan, and we love doing this. We're going to head into our final break here, and when we come back, I got a question of the week from Kyle over in Issaquah, so stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high costs of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
We've all heard the term buy low and sell high, and markets have recently hit another all-time high. And that begs the question, is this the top? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Is this the top? No one knows. The truth is, we no longer need to know. By using our risk-managed stock portfolios and Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we can lower your fees, increase your upside, and drastically reduce your risk exposure. This is now the longest bull market in U.S. financial history, and stock valuations have never been higher. So why risk it? Call now to get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor. One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has two classes. Is coming up Friday, September 20th and Saturday the 21st. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
So there's this survey that's done every year by this industry group out there about long-term care insurance, and we were just going over some of the facts this last week when I was out at this conference. 19 years, longest long-term care insurance claim, and that is a male. Now, this is only by the reported companies. My rumor has it there's one from Genworth that's going on 23 years. Mm-hmm. But it just didn't document this. The insurance companies have to provide this information. But right now, 19 years, longest long-term care insurance claim, that is a male that's on claim. The most expensive claim right now is a female claim to date, $2,600,000 they've paid out so far, and it's still going.
Wow.
That's tax-free money, folks. So we were talking about, you know, on the client of the week, lifetime benefits. Everybody says, wow, why lifetime benefits? Don't really need that. There's only two companies that offer lifetime benefits. Everybody used to offer them, and they're down to two companies. And it's not because the companies were making so much money on the offering lifetime benefits, they decided to stop selling
them. I remember when we saw that article.
Yeah, it's just the opposite. You know, the truth is over 13% of the claims end because people exhaust their benefits.
Mm-hmm. They run out.
Yes, and this happened to my grandmother. My grandmother's claim ended because she exhausted her benefits. She had about 4 years total of coverage, and she used every single penny out of it. So what happens with a lifetime benefit is it just says, hey, I'm never going to run out of that money. And that's what is powerful about, you know, the client of the week that we had this week. And if you missed it, you can always get that on the podcast or our website. But again, lifetime benefit, $10,000 a month. They know they've got $120,000 per person coming in for as long as they need it.
Well, and they know that they can turn it on as soon as they need it.
That's
that
huge.
Is the thing with people who have limited insurance plans of 3 to 6 years. They go, well, I'm just going to wait until I really need it. And then their health becomes more compromised and they have a lower quality of life.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, what my grandmother did was held on her policy, using my mom as much as she could until my mom buckled and said, I can't keep up this pace anymore. And, you know, between the travel and the work and everything else that she was trying to do, she couldn't do it. And then my grandmother said, okay, well, I'll turn on my policy. But she was saving until she really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right. If I have a lifetime benefit, which I do, I personally have the lifetime benefit now in an asset-based plan, I know that, you know, if it's 2 hours a day, twice a week, I'm going to turn that policy on. I'm going to start getting that care because I will never, ever exhaust my benefits. That's what we should be planning for in long-term care because we just don't know what the options are going to be down the road. And we don't know what the event's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be 2 months, 6 months, or 20 years. Like this case,
yeah.
19 years. It's like, holy cow, that's huge. So,
well, and with my mom, like there were so many times we thought it was going to end and it lasted another year, you know, so it was,
yeah,
it can keep going.
Well, in it, there's so much to take into. So again, we have several classes. You can come learn about these things that we talk about. This Friday, we're going to have a class, our asset-based long-term care class at 10 a.m. That's September 20th. Again, this is a class designed for people that are planning on self-funding their long-term care. Come learn about these new programs. I mean, they're so simple. And some of these plans, I can take money out of one pocket, I can put it in the other pocket. It's still my money. But guess what? If I need long-term care, I've got all these benefits. I've got the leverage. I got the tax-free benefit. And I just turned the dollar into $3 or $5 or unlimited dollars. You know, in our client of the week case, you know, he puts $400,000 out of one pocket into another pocket. He's guaranteed to get $500 back. But, oh, if he needs long-term care, he has an unlimited lifetime benefit for both him and his spouse. And he knows that if he uses it for 5 years and passes away, his wife can have it forever. She doesn't mm-hmm. have to worry about it. She doesn't have to worry about somebody manipulating their finances. They can keep their estate plan intact. So that's what you're going to learn at these asset-based class on Friday the 20th. Saturday the 21st is a 9 a.m. We kick off a little bit earlier. 9 a.m. class is awesome on Saturday. We come in and do our show live, and then we head over to Bellevue. We do the class. Everybody's out usually by about 11 o'clock. Go on with your day. And I think it's just a great way to learn and about all the long-term care options, including the state partnership. So if you're someone that's studying at home, and maybe you have good income, you have, you know, modest assets, but you're looking at, you know, how do I get a plan that maybe I pay $5,000 a year for, as opposed mm-hmm. to walking in with a lump sum? We're going to show you how those traditional plans work and what the state partnership plan does. And then again, you heard the ads. John Curley's going to be at Retirement Roundtable this year again. He's always a lot of fun. So
much energy.
It is. Just a lot of energy, a lot of fun. And, you know, this event is. It's not like a heavy, again, it's not a heavy lecture thing. It's just come educational. You're going to see a handful of speakers. I will be there talking about long-term care. And that's, again, 9 a.m. on the 5th of October. You can get all those tickets on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And for those of you that, you know, if you missed the beginning of the show, we have another show on at 9 a.m. You can get that information on our website as well, too, while you're there. And then next to that, below our upcoming events, you will see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. That's a place where you can submit a question to us and just, you know, ask us what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we pick through those. And this question, you know, we got this a while back. I was just saving it for the show because it's just so classic. This is Kyle from Issaquah. And Kyle just asked this question, what is a reasonable amount of assets to have to not need long-term care insurance?
We get this question surprisingly often.
Yeah, we just...
It's like, how much money would you set aside to self-insure your house?
Yeah, we were just speaking in a group of engineers the other day that that make airplanes out here. And, you know, that was the question one of them had, right? Well, how much do I need before I can stop looking at long-term care insurance or considering it? And I'm like, you know, none. I mean, think about what you're asking. I've got all the money in the world. I've got the most to lose. But ideally, people still think that insurance is a cost, right? So I'm avoiding a cost if I don't buy it. Yeah. And it's just the opposite. I mean, it is just the opposite. 70% chance you're going to end up in long-term care. So you should be saying, how much long-term care insurance can I buy? Because they're going to give me my money back either way.
Exactly.
And you got to remember,
you're going to protect the rest of your assets.
I turn on a long-term care insurance plan, especially like my grandmother. She chose to move into this assisted living facility. And there's some great facilities here. My mother-in-law lives in the Bellatini in downtown Bellevue. It's a beautiful location. I mean, you can roll in these places and spend tens of thousands of dollars a month. And you get, you know, your food service. You get individually cooked meals. You get your laundry service, maid service. You get all your care. Long-term care insurance pays for all of that in a facility.
Mm-hmm.
So now what the problem is, most companies will limit the monthly benefit to like $9,000 or $12,000. And we've got some of the new asset-based ones that will go up to $15,000 a month. So you should be asking, how much long-term care insurance can I get? Because that protects all your other assets. And now you can sit there and say, this is what I want to do with my money. And so, Kyle, the point is, how much money do you need? That's there is no answer to that. You should be looking at how much insurance you can get, because now what that allows you to do is take the money that you have. And now remember, maybe you've got $2 million total and you say, well, $300 of it is over here in this long-term care bucket. That's going to turn into $400 if I don't use it. But guess what? That $300 protects my other $1.7 million. So now I can do whatever I want with that. Mm-hmm. That's my mad money. I can give it to the grandkids. I can give it to my charities. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
That's right. Instead of sitting there saying, well, is a million enough? Is 2 million enough? That's the problem. The only way you can answer this question, and we get it, trust me, every class, Kyle, the only way you can answer that question is you have to answer these questions first. When am I going to go into long-term care? What's the level of care going to be needed? Is it going to be 2 hours a day? Is it going to be 12 hours a day? Is it going to be 24/7?
Is it going to be American?
How long is that event going to last? Where am I going to be located when receiving those services? Am I going to be at home, or am I going to be in a special memory clinic in downtown Seattle or New York City or someplace? So there's just so much unknown. Now, I'm going to tell you this, that long-term care insurance can't answer all those questions either. But what we know is that if I have $10,000 a month coming in and I'm spending $8,000, I've got everything covered. If I have $10,000 coming in and I'm spending $20,000, I've got a 50% discount on my cost of care, so my assets are going to last that much longer. So again, great question. If you have a question for us, just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com and click on that Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. And while you're there, sign up for one of these upcoming events. Believe it or not, we are rolling right into October here before we know it. So two classes, Friday the 20th, Saturday the 21st, and then Retirement Roundtable. Get those tickets now because they are less expensive for that Retirement Roundtable. Rick does a real good job on keeping that ready for everybody to get those early bird discounts. And again, you've tuned in to Long-Term Care Radio. We appreciate it. And we've got our podcast on our website as well. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.